She found only the rim of a barrel of dried chestnuts, which she seized in desperation, pulling it over on top of her and sending a landslide of nuts across the floor. It took Langdon 3 strides to reach the spot where she had fallen. He looked down at the floor but saw only the toppled barrel and the chestnuts. No Sienna. The shopkeeper was screaming wildly.
Where did she go?
Langdon spun in a circle, but Sienna had somehow vanished. By the time his gaze landed on the western exit only 15 yards ahead, he knew that her dramatic fall had been anything but accidental. Langdon raced to the exit and burst out into an enormous plaza, also crowded with people. He stared into the plaza, searching in vain. Directly ahead, on the far side of a multi-lane highway, Galata Bridge stretched out across the wide waters of the Golden Horn. The dual minarets of the new mosque rose to Langdon's right, shining brightly over the plaza, and to his left was nothing but open plaza, packed with people. The sound of blaring car horns drew Langdon's gaze ahead again, toward the highway that separated the plaza from the water. He saw Sienna, already 100 yards away, darting through speeding traffic and narrowly avoiding being crushed between 2 trucks. She was headed for the sea. To Langdon's left, on the banks of the Golden Horn, a transportation hub bustled with activity. Ferry docks, autobuses, taxis, tour boats. Langdon sprinted hard across the plaza toward the highway. When he reached the guardrail, he timed his leap with the oncoming headlights and safely bounded across the first of several 2-lane highways. For 15 seconds, assaulted by blinding headlights and angry car horns, Langdon managed to advance from median to median, stopping, starting, weaving, until he finally vaulted over the final guardrail onto the grassy banks of the sea. Although he could still see her, Sienna was a long way ahead, eschewing the taxi stand and idling buses and heading directly for the docks, where Langdon saw all manner of boats moving in and out, tourist barges, water taxis, private fishing boats, speedboats. Out across the water, city lights twinkled on the western side of the Golden Horn, and Langdon had no doubt that if Sienna reached the other side, there would be no hope of finding her, probably ever. When Langdon finally reached the waterfront, he turned left and dashed along the boardwalk, drawing startled looks from tourists who were queued up waiting to board a flotilla of gaudily decorated dinner barges, complete with mosque-like domes, faux gold flourishes, and blinking neon trim. Las Vegas on the Bosporus, Langdon moaned, powering past. He saw Sienna far ahead, and she was no longer running. She was stopped on the dock in an area cluttered by private powerboats, pleading with one of the owners.
Don't let her aboard,